What is up, everybody? It is another late-ish night for me. Normally try to go to sleep at 10, but it's going on 10:30, so I thought I'd pull out Anchor and just talk to you guys before I go to sleep. I got a really great call-in the other day, and I actually, it wasn't the other day, it was a long time ago. A guy from Germany asks a question that I have been asked many, many times, and I just wanted to address it on here for the first time, so I've never really talked about it that much before, but yeah, here's the question.
Hello, Jordan. My name is Jonathan. Me and my friends really love your videos. We're from Germany, by the way. I have just one question. One of my friends recently got a bit funny about the way you portray God sometimes. He says sometimes it's borderline blasphemous. I don't agree with him, but I was just wondering what you would say to him.
Hey man, thank you so much for calling in, all the way from Germany even. Very, very far away land for me, a place I've never been, but a place that would be very fun to go to at some point in my life. So yeah, I've received this concern, you know, a lot of times throughout the course, I mean, not like a ton of times, but like, you know, multiple times throughout the course of like the 5 years that Blimey Cow has, you know, kind of gained traction on the internet. And for those of you who don't know, I have a YouTube channel called Blimey Cow, and we do some skits sometimes that involve Jesus and God and stuff like that, and I play those characters. And we just kind of portray them as, like, over the top and, like, you know, obviously not being realistic and, like, probably, like, his attitude and, you know, he might get more angry or, like, more desperate than like, you know, he actually did or whatever. But it's just all kind of, like, in good fun and just trying to, you know, get people to think about topics in a different way. So I just felt like for people who didn't know, like, a general idea that's kind of what is being discussed right now. So yeah, I'm gonna try and like break down my answer into a couple of segments, shorter segments, just so that I can, you know, try and collect my thoughts and get my thoughts together. So point one will be next. So I guess number one, I would say that sarcasm is extremely powerful. It can get people to laugh at something that they might, you know, normally be uptight and guarded about, and then simultaneously get them to be more open-minded about that, about a topic that you're trying to introduce through sarcasm. And I have personally never found a more powerful tool than that to get somebody to think. You know, because oftentimes we just think stuff, we don't really know why we think it, and then if somebody tries to say anything about the way that we think, we just get really, like, you know, on edge and just like I'm not going to change what I think because you're wrong. And that kind of attitude is what is, you know, quote-unquote dangerous, or what is, you know, honestly, in my mind, like, quote-unquote blasphemous in a way, you know? You know what I'm saying? It's like, the thought that you can't portray Jesus, God, in a funny, lighthearted way, that's obviously not meant to be, like, anything. Like, we don't have, like, Jesus going into a place and, like, shooting people or, like, doing anything like that. Like, he's not cussing, he's not doing anything. Like, he's, like, he might, like, how we portray him is, like, he might have an attitude that he might not have. Like, he might seem a little more desperate and, like, worried or, you know, than he might, you know, normally been, like, in the Bible and stuff like that. Like, we just kind of try and put him in an extreme, into, like, this extreme version of how we might personally think that he is sometimes. And I think that doing that through sarcasm really opens up a lot of doors, and being able to get into the minds of people and, like, just being able to introduce topics that might make people upset otherwise. And it's interesting that oftentimes, like, when people are upset that we're being blasphemous, they're not upset because we're changing their minds about, like, what Jesus was like, or that it's not like they're not mad because we're because we're portraying Jesus in a way that makes them uncomfortable. It's like they're mad because they're worried about what people who aren't Christians are going to think about it. If that makes sense. And I've always found that really interesting. But what's really interesting to me is that any comment that I've ever received from, like, a non-Christian, you know, somebody who, you know, an atheist and people like that, like, it's only ever been positive. Like, I've received so many comments from like, atheists who are like, look, I'm an atheist, and, like, you're making me think about this stuff in a way that I've never thought of before. Or, you know, I'm an atheist, and I agree with what you're saying. And, like, they're saying it in a way that it's, like, they're almost, like, surprised that they agree or that they've thought about it differently. And it's, like, you know, I don't know what happens after that or anything like that. But just the overwhelming positivity from non-Christians and, you know, people of other belief systems and stuff like that. It's just, it's been so overwhelmingly positive that when people, I receive emails and it's like people who are worried about like us leading people away from Christianity and stuff like that. It just, I haven't seen that. Like, if I have, I would probably stop, you know, being as over the top as I am sometimes. But like, I haven't seen any proof of it. And so, you know, to that extent, like, I'm not going to change what I'm doing because of it, because I've never personally read anything that other than that it's been positive or that it's been, you know, Christians worried that people are going to perceive it in a different way. But like, I don't know, I've never really saw any bad come from it. So, you know, I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing and not worry about it so much. I mean, like, I think that it's funny, like, the Jesus character and like the, you know, God character are like my favorite characters to play. Like, it's just, it's a lot of fun. I have a lot of fun with it, and it's always a good time. So yeah, I hope that it's not too bad, guys. You know what I'm saying? I think that answers that question pretty well. I'm not, I feel like my answer was all over the place, but that's the best I could do.
Hey Jordan, you mentioned yesterday that you taught yourself guitar, and I was wondering if you had any specific resources like DVDs or books or YouTubers or anything that you used and would recommend to somebody who would like to get into playing the guitar or may own a guitar and have no idea what to do with it. Thanks.
So, Benjamin, I didn't really watch that many, I guess, tutorials or anything like that. I mean, I guess I did a little bit when it came to, like, learning chords and things like that, but there was never, like, a succinct, like, tutorial series that I watched or, like, anything like that. I mean, I just kind of observed how my favorite guitar players played, which were Andy McKee and John Butler, and I just watched their technique, and I tried to mimic them, basically. And I got a few books and just some chord charts and stuff like that, and learned how to read tab. But other than that, I mean, that's really all I did. I mean, I had a couple friends who helped me out along the way, but nothing too extensive. I guess I just observed what those guys did and got chord charts and stuff like that. So, I mean, I hope that helps, man. Well, guys, thank you so much for your questions. Thank you for listening. And I will talk to you guys tomorrow. I will post again. Tomorrow, me and Sarah are going to destroy our bathroom and put it back together again. We're going to put some tile on the wall. So that's going to be a huge, huge thing. I've never really laid tile before. So that'll be a thing that we did one time. And we'll see how that goes. And I'm very excited, guys, because my video I exported and I uploaded. So I'm gonna release it tomorrow, I think at like 5 p.m. or 6 p.m. or something like that tomorrow on my Jordan Taylor Videos channel on YouTube. So yeah, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. Not gonna stay up late tomorrow night. Thank God. Thank you, God. Man. All right, guys. Sleep well. Have a great rest of the day. Bye.